Tantor Audio presents Darkness Taunts by Susan Eileen. Narrated by Chris Dukart. Chapter 1. Sometimes doing the right thing can have unintended consequences. It can turn your life upside down and alter it in ways you never imagined. For me, the decision to save a friend came at a cost I might never stop paying. I'd been hiding amongst humans for most of my life, but now the supernaturals had me in their clutches. Whether I could survive in their world remained to be seen. I stiffened when my latest customer came through the door. She had long orange-red hair pulled back in a braid, and a pudgy nose that flared every time she breathed. Surprise reflected in her brown eyes when they met mine. I'd only worked here for a few months, but not all the supernaturals, or soups, as I preferred to call them, in the area had seen me yet. Their reactions made me wonder if they pictured me as some kind of monster. I could say the same of them. This woman was from a particularly nasty race that had my instincts screaming to run. Trolls were carnivores, and not picky about their meat sources. My unusual abilities allowed me to recognize a soup's race as well as pick up on their emotions. They were a sort of warning system that gave me the chance to see danger coming. But these days, they did little good when I couldn't get away from it. I didn't sense anything hostile coming from the troll, but for all I knew, she could kill me as easily as lick a lollipop. Working in a shop that catered to supernatural needs didn't make things any easier. But my funds were starting to run low, and jobs weren't easy to come by in this economy. Felicia, a fairy and sort of friend, had offered the position after her business.